This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Joining us again from the far-flung place that I used to think was a really great place to live, and now sort of, I'm sure it's a great place to live as long as government leaves you alone there. Coming from Yuma, Arizona, is writer and instructor Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
I'm glad to be here, Bill. This is, it's still a pretty good place, but, you wonder what's been happening with,
wonder about the thought process,
influx of migrants, you know?
Yeah. So let's kick off with this, with what's happening in Florida. Because I sort of think this might be the shape of things to come.
I think so too. It's an obvious, to me, improvement in the laws of self-defense that's being proposed by Governor DeSantis. And we've seen multiple times in all of these protests turning into riots in Democrat cities that people in vehicles are being treated as, second-class citizens, people who can be stopped by the mob and then dragged out of their cars, and the mob beats them and then, or shoots at them, or has actually killed a couple in Washington State, wasn't it? And claims that the people in the vehicles are the aggressors. I mean, it did in Florida. A mob tried to attempt that when one of the people in the group that was blocking the intersection approached a vehicle with an AK clone in his hand, and the driver, who is a military guy, said that he felt that his life was threatened because the mob had blocked the car and beat on the car, and this guy approaches him with a rifle. He started to raise it, and they shot him, and the police found that he acted in self-defense. And there's video of it. What the people in the mob said was that, no, this didn't happen. But when you look at the video, they were wrong. They were lying. And so in Texas, that person was not charged with any crime. It was, I believe, correctly investigated and found out to be self-defense. But in other places around the country, it's not so clear. And this is a vulnerability in our system that has evolved over time. As cars and highways were becoming more common, it was there was a structure put in place that pedestrians had the right-of-way. In other words, if there was a pedestrian crossing the road, you didn't have the authority to just run him over. And that has been turned into a vulnerability by these mobs, that they block roads with their presence and then claim any vehicle coming upon them is the aggressor. Well, that's silly. You can't allow the public right-of-ways to be blocked by any mob who wants to take it over at the moment. And then they stop cars, surround them, beat on them, pull people out, and harm them. Or even we've had cases where they shot at them when they tried to get away. So what happens is that DeSantis in Florida says, no, that's, we're not going to have that. He says, we're not going to allow mobs just to run rampant and claim that mere destruction of property, as if destroying property is a small thing, that mere destruction of property cannot be met with force. Well, of course, destruction of property must be met with force, or property ceases to have any value, and anybody can basically destroy it on a whim, especially if they're in a large group. he has proposed a law where destruction of, if people gather in groups of more than seven and start acting violently and destroying things, people have the authority to protect their property and themselves. And if they get surrounded and stopped by vehicles and they try to get away and they hit someone in the process, then that will be considered justified. To me, it is the type of evolution we would expect as more and more people have come to rely on private vehicles as intimate parts of their daily lives.
Well, let me ask you this. When you see somebody start down the path of doing property damage, how do you know where that's going to stop? What if they're doing the property damage to get to you?
Well, exactly. And property, if they're burning down buildings or doing arson, that's very close to killing people. People can be killed when fires are started in buildings quite easily. We have that Antifa group in, I believe it was Seattle, that attempted to start fire to businesses that were in a high-rise, and the high-rise was full of apartments that had people in them. You can easily kill a lot of people with arson.
Yeah.
I think some of the largest mass murders in the United States were arson fires.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't remember whether it was Portland or Seattle, but they've tried to throw Molotov cocktails into blocked-off police stations. They trap them in there with that. I mean, shouldn't we call that attempted murder?
I agree. And, you know, what these people in these groups have tried to fine-tune is they want to push as far as they can without crossing so far that deadly force can legally be used against them. And they often, in Seattle and Portland, they often have the authorities on their side.
Right.
You know, where that if they're brought up before the prosecutor said, well, you were just, trying to get justice, so we're not going to put any bail on you. You can leave, and we probably won't prosecute you, and then they go back and do more of it. Or, the governor says, well, pull the police away from that area, whether it's Chicago or Portland or Seattle or some other city, and Minneapolis, for example. And then, let them do their nastiness. They can destroy and burn down structures and businesses. It's only private property. You know, it's not as if it's important. And I'm being fully sarcastic there for those.
Well, no, that's what they say. That's what they say. Some of the people get mad at some of the people guarding the place, and they're like, we should be able to destroy this. You've got insurance.
Yes.
We should be able to steal it.
It's ludicrous. First, you can't know that. And all that insurance does is it spreads the harm out to a lot of people.
Yeah.
It is crazy to think that private property is not important. We cannot have life if we don't have property. We depend on property to live. And just saying that we want all property to be in the hands of the state just means you give the state full control over your life. So, you know, claiming that it's okay to destroy private property is idiotic. It's crazy. And it's just a way to try to foment chaotic conditions so that they can they believe they would somehow take over the government and create a wholly new and different government in which they believe, I think falsely, that they would be in charge.
They're just a bunch of useful idiots that are now,
they're already
calling out the National Guard on them in Seattle and in Portland. So, they've done their job, and now we're going to be running you over with bulldozers. Coming up on the first break, you can find Dean's stuff by going to Ammoland.com. Well over 1,600 articles there. You can start reading those now. We'll get back to you in a few years. Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten, writer, activist, instructor. Now, I got the impression when I started off and I wanted to talk about Florida, was there somewhere else you wanted to go first before we did that?
Well, I was thinking about the positive situation in Montana. Where,
well, let's talk about that.
Well, for the first time in 15 15 years. Well, I guess it'll be 16 by the time the new governor is placed in power. Montana will have a Republican governor. Now, most people are going to think, how is it that Montana had a Democrat governor for 15 years, almost 16? Well, you know, there's a lot of places in Montana that are much more, have Democrat traditions. The old grain system where people, rebelled against Republicans, they were mostly Democrats. And, a lot of those people are old style Democrats. You know, they're not thinking about, doing away with private property. They think that, the government, the Democrats are the party of the little guys. Well, all that has changed. And so for 15 years, the governor in Montana has been a Democrat. And three different times in those 15 years, he vetoed constitutional carry. Now, constitutional carry, as I think of it, is when you don't, when no permit is required from the state to carry a loaded firearm, a loaded handgun, either concealed or unconcealed, in most public places in the state. That's essentially the state of the law that existed in all the 13 colonies when the Second Amendment was ratified in 1791. And it's what I consider constitutional carry. There's 16 states that I count as having constitutional carry. Now, some people, my friend and colleague John Watt, for example, says, well, you know, you have constitutional carry in 99.4% of Montana, so it's really a constitutional carry state. But the problem is that 0.6% is where the towns and cities are. And if you're inside a town or city limits, you have to have a permit to carry concealed. Currently in Montana, they've tried to change that three different times with very strong totals of votes all three times, but never quite enough to override the governor's veto. And the worst offender was the past governor, Steve Bullock, who was term limited out. And I have to say, that was a positive change with term limits, that you can't always count on term limits doing the right thing, but in this case, I think it helped. And then he ran against the current senator in an attempt to overcome that senator and add another Democrat senator. But he failed there, and a Republican governor was elected. And his name is Greg, I'm probably going to mispronounce his last name, Gianforte. And he won, and he won decisively, won 54.4% of the vote. And the Democrat only got 41.6%. So I have a colleague in Montana. I don't know if you've talked to him, Gary Marbut.
I never have spoken with him.
He is a power in among Second Amendment supporters in Montana. He organized the Montana Shooting Sports Association, and he started piling up legislative victories starting about 35 years ago. And he is a brilliant, I think, politician and legislator. And he is no longer in the legislature. And he told me that at 74, he didn't feel that he wanted to be in the legislature anymore. But during his time is when they passed this these three different constitutional carry bills. So, anyway, what's going to happen is the new governor is going to be presented with at least one strong keep and bear arms bill, and it will have a number of positive things in it, and one of those things is going to be constitutional, what I call constitutional carry. Now, Gary says, we call it permitless carry. Okay, that's fine. It's just another term for the same thing.
Correct.
And I know I have studied Gary's successes, okay, and I've read much of his works, and he is extremely astute in the politics of Montana. when it comes to any Second Amendment situation or just the right to keep and bear arms. And he is very positive about it. He thinks that bill will pass, and I believe it will too. And then in 2021, Montana will go where I expected it to be about 10 years ago and join the number of states which have constitutional carry.
What would that make the total then?
That would be 17.
17.
17 that I say are very clearly constitutional carry.
That's 30%,
isn't
it?
That means more than one-third of the states
yeah.
would have constitutional carry.
Yep. So.
And if you look at the area, it's probably over half of the land area of the U.S. would have constitutional carry.
So would this mean, and I don't know the answer to this, can the federal government get out there and ban guns when you are allowed to carry a gun?
Well, I'd say they are not allowed to ban guns from the Second Amendment.
Right.
And, you know, that's a federal prohibition. I read an opinion the other day. Somebody said, well, the states can't put these restrictions on guns. The only group that can put restrictions on guns is the Congress. And I think it's exactly the opposite. The Second Amendment is very clear, and it very clearly has applied to the Congress the entire time there's been a Constitution. And it's one of the reasons that the FDR administration was very careful about how they worded their National Firearms Act and enforced it through a tax rather than an actual statute as such.
Yeah.
So I think that the federal government is the least reasonably capable of putting restrictions on the right to keep and bear arms. The states, before the Civil War, one could argue that they had a bit more leeway, but even then, for the first 40 years of the Constitution, it's almost two generations, none of the states put forward the idea that they could violate the Second Amendment.
Hang on for me right there. We're coming up on the next break. You can find Dean's stuff at amoland.com. Well, I say his stuff. There's about a little over half of his articles there. Because he's done about 3,100 plus, and he's got about 1,600 plus of them at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats and Republicans agree that a new coronavirus stimulus package has to be agreed upon to get money in the hands of the American people as the coronavirus pandemic continues across the country. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy saying Republicans are ready, willing, and able to do another relief package.
Well, we have tried to do a fifth coronavirus bill, we meaning the Senate Republicans. We tried twice. I heard Senator Gillibrand, who's my friend, say, "Well, you know, we should have appropriated money for the teachers to get into the schools to get them open." We tried. She voted against it.
With more states beginning to lock down, Wall Street a little jittery. The Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 345 points to close at 29,438. the S&P falling 42. You're listening to USA Radio News. House Democrats are nominating current Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, from California to remain atop the party for another 2 years. Brushing aside internal grumbling from some Democrats about a disappointing election performance and a vote demonstrating an overwhelming confidence in their longtime leader. One of the leading COVID-19 vaccine candidates was 94% effective in adults older than 65. That's according to new clinical trial results. According to Pfizer and BioNTech, older adults tend to be reporting fewer and milder adverse events following vaccination. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says regarding these vaccines, we have to give credit where credit is due.
President Trump deserves the credit for basically conceiving of the possibility, the vision that we could get a vaccine within a year. Instead, we have it within 10 months of a novel pathogen coming to the United States.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by, I don't have that. I don't have a button to push on it. So let's just talk to Dean. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, writer, activist, instructor, scientist. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, let's talk a little bit about the federal government and guns, because we touched on that in terms of the Second Amendment. And with Montana, almost certain... we can't know future events with great certainty, but it's very close to certain that Montana will become a constitutional carry state in this in 2021. Now, the question is, and you asked a little bit, can the federal government override state laws? And I said, well, it can't. Not according to the Constitution, not in regards to guns, other than to negate laws that violate the Second Amendment. Now, the problem we have is that we have perhaps the most true to their oath court on the Supreme Court that's existed in the last 70 years. And so for 70 years, we've had a majority on the court that was quite willing to undermine the Constitution and view the Constitution as a very rubbery sort of document that can be stretched this way and that as they seem fit. But now we have a majority of at least five originalists and textualists on the court that I believe would be reasonably fair in their interpretation of the Constitution as to what it meant when it was written and how it should be upheld in order to keep that meaning in force. So here's the problem. The problem is that the left hates a court that will actually interpret the Constitution as it was originally written, and it hates the idea of that sort of restraint on government power, and it has done so consistently for the last 70 years. And if you look on the decisions that the court has made in the last 70 years, they generally are in the direction of giving the government more and more and more power. And where they haven't been, it's been when the power that was granted actually gave the left more power, even if it wasn't in the government. Some of those decisions are such as all of the free speech First Amendment cases that were decided in favor of the media. Well, the left was all for that, as long as they controlled 99% of the media.
Sure.
But now that there is a fair amount of media, you know, maybe 10%, maybe a little less, but enough to get some word out, suddenly they're not so much in favor of the First Amendment anymore. So what we worry about is that if God forbid, somehow Biden becomes president or Kamala Harris becomes president, that they will work very hard to pack the court with more justices so they can get another majority of unconstitutional justices, justices who believe the Constitution is flexible and rubbery and can be stretched here and yon to mean anything they want at a particular time. And if Harris or Biden become president, and then they keep the majority in the House, which is a very near thing now, but it looks like they will probably hold it. And if they overturn the two races in Georgia, then there will be essentially a tie in the Senate, and Kamala will have the tie vote. And they could conceivably appoint more justices to the Supreme Court. They could allow two more states into the Union, which would probably be the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, guaranteeing them four
they would
more
have
senators.
To change, wouldn't they have to change rules for that one?
Well, they'd have to change some rules, but none of those are it is not constitutionally required in either of those decisions that they have more than a majority of the Senate and the House.
Okay.
And so if they had both, now, there'd be intense pressure on people. The people of this country don't want that. I'm sure large majorities don't want that, and they have been, those ideas were not put forward very much during the election. They were kind of hidden as, oh, no, they're not really going to do that. But now we hear them being talked about more and more.
Right.
And Kamala Harris certainly tended to be in line with those positions, which she's a little bit more aligned with the radical left than
Joe Biden. She thinks being president means you're king or queen.
Well, yes. Well, and that's the left kind of, well, they think that way as long as it's one of their chosen leftists who's president.
Sure, sure. Well, see, this is the thing. I just don't think, there's a line of demarcation I just don't see them being able to get past. Not because of legislative maneuvers or anything, simply because I think they could very easily, unwittingly, trigger a constitutional crisis and a civil war.
But look at where we are at. We can't even, I mean, people are so overwhelmed by the propaganda we've been fed for the last 30 years at least.
Well,
when they're suddenly called racist, they lose all propriety and say, okay, I give up. I will certify the election in Detroit. Even though I wasn't willing to certify it 2 hours ago, now somebody's calling me a racist. I have to give up and do what they say.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't watch the news, and I don't subscribe to that. I look at those. I don't know if you remember this or not, but after Sandy Hook, remember when we had, like, all the media was there for 10 days, and after Sandy Hook, and the news day would start out, well, we're still here in Sandy Hook. Another sad day to exist. Which it was. It was definitely. But after that, they took a poll, which I'm not a big poll believer, but they found that 56% of America at the time believed that that kind of thing happened all the time. And it was because of that media coverage they were getting wall to wall. And this is the thing. When I saw that figure, I was like, that's the low-info voter demographic.
Well, you are correct. Now, what I said after that, right about the time period you're talking about, and some of the people on our side lost heart and said, well, we got to cut the best deal we can. We're going to lose on this. We're going to lose. We got to cut the best deal we can. Maybe we can keep it from registering all handguns. You know, maybe we can keep revolvers that don't have to be registered, whatever the deal was.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, I tell you what.
There were people, and very smart people. And I said at the time, and I think I could go back and find some of the posts, I said, buck up. We can beat them if we resist. But we have to fight. We have to be willing to fight. And that's what I would say to the listeners out there. Buck up. Don't believe it's all over. It's not. Just don't give in.
Let me ask you a question. Did you listen to that link I sent you?
I did. Okay. I did listen to that.
We don't have to discuss that.
All of it.
We don't have to discuss it, but I'm going to give you, we're coming up on the next break, and I don't want to get launched into this, but I'm going to tell you what is I find upsetting about the way things are going right now on our side, simply because of the full stupidity of some positions that I see out there. So that's when we get back. Now, for those of you that like the kind of stuff we've been talking about so far with Dean, you can find all of this. This is some of the latest articles he's put out there at Ammoland.com. He is one of the more prolific writers there. And Freddie Reel, who is the publisher of Ammoland, the editor-in-chief, he believes that more people read Dean's stuff than any other writer in the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pound de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
On the firing line, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load, and we've been talking to Dean Weingarten. He is the most read scribe out there in the land of the gun cultures and everything else. And I sent him the Pincus interview. And let me tell you what led to that, okay? If I can, Dean. I'm sure. Tired. I'm tired of the position always in the Second Amendment advocacy that we have to always be in a defensive fight. And the reason I am tired of that is because in every other realm of combat, being on the defensive, you know this, you're an ex-military guy, you cannot win a fight by being on the defensive. And whenever we get, when Trump won, there was two things that happened in the industry and in the culture. First, everybody in the industry said, now nobody's going to buy no guns. even though we had increases in background checks and everything else, everybody said Trump slumped, the AR-15 market sort of cratered, all these other things, prices went down through, and all this other stuff. And everybody else said, well, our gun rights are safe. Even though states like Washington were doing their little things and everything else on a statewide level, which is where they pass most of it because it's very hard to pass it federally. But we, you know, in the run-up when Trump had, when he still had the House and he had the Senate, and they dilly-dallied with national carry reciprocity for so long in the House, finally got passed out of the House, and then Cocaine Mitch never took it up. Because Cocaine Mitch and Lindsey Graham, they were still in this thing where they were like, well, you know, we have to be, this is the upper house of the people's government, and we have to have more decorum. We still had those guys too. So there was a lot of pushback on that. And now, remember in April of 2013, though, when Barack Obama was still president, when he thought he had the wind at his back, and he was pushing for universal background checks, which was, you know, it's a long way to spell gun registry.
Exactly.
He thought he was going to get it, and he didn't get it, and he was so angry he was crying in the Rose Garden. And that happened because every activist got on the phone and called the Senate and told them, as a matter of fact, of all the things that were out there, the thing that got the most votes in the Senate that day was the Cornyn bill, which was national carry reciprocity. He got 57 votes in the Senate, but universal background checks failed miserably. And, you know, that's an indicator.
You know.
So we don't.
For those who say we've lost, we haven't. So many things have gone positive for us. One of the most clear is the mask is ripped off the face of our opponents.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I mean, I'm really tired of some of these guys that claim to be, quote, advocates that have gotten so used to the defensive fight that they believe that there is an acceptable level of infringement and that we do have to compromise and we do have to do these things while in the same, you know, there's two things I know about gun control. We got 23,000 laws on the books, and gun control only impacts the law-abiding.
Yeah.
And the idea...
And what our opponents are trying to do, and they have tried for a long time and they've failed, but it isn't for lack of trying, they want to make the very idea of being armed wrong and evil.
Right. Some of them want to term the idea that if you want to be a gun owner, that's a mental illness, and mentally ill people can't have guns.
Exactly.
I mean, they've gone that far. So while I'm sitting there, and, you know, there are a couple of things that led to that interview, but all of them, by the way, I'm proud of. But the thing that I was taking away at the end of that was he was wanting to find common ground.
Oh, man.
And see,
that doesn't work so well.
Well, I mean, we have common ground. I got an eye on both sides of my nose, just like you do, pal.
Yeah.
There's our common ground. Politically, there is no longer, at this particular point, given what they have clearly telegraphed that they want to do. I mean, since this election, they want to make lists. They want to do punishments. They want to do re-educations. They want to do all this stuff. And they, for some reason, they believe we don't have a say in that.
Well, yes. And the problem with this sort of approach is you give them the power to define the terms. You give them the power to define what's common ground and what isn't. And to those people who say we must compromise, I say certainly. I agree. The first compromise we should make is repealing the 1986 ban on any more machine guns going through the NFA process. That's a good compromise.
Yeah.
We won't do away with the entire of NFA. We'll compromise on the Hearing Protection Act. We can pass that. Everybody should agree we should protect hearing.
Sure.
That's a good compromise.
Well, you know,
did
you hear some of the more? Did you hear some of the ridiculous things on that one? I mean, people are like, you know, we need to be able to hear the gun without a suppressor because that way we'll know which way it's coming from.
Yeah, I've heard it's ridiculous. There's no logic there. There's absolutely no logic. But they don't think they need logic. They've gotten very far by relying entirely on emotion and by lying.
Well, I do not. I'm having a real problem with, like, some of these guys are out there right now saying, now they've thrown all of their weight behind what's happening in the Senate in Georgia, where they're finding uncounted ballots all over the place. Right. And we're going to sit back, and this is our hedge. We're just going to hold the Senate. We just got to get one guy elected to the Senate. If I was Cocaine Mitch, I'd be going to Joe Manchin right now. And I'd be saying, I don't know what it's going to take for you to switch parties, but I'll give you whatever you got to have.
I have been thinking of that. Yes. I think, it would make a lot of sense for Joe to switch parties.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's already out there saying, this isn't what I signed up for. So come and join us, please, Joe, please. But and for all I know, maybe that's happening. But for everybody else that's out there saying, you know, we got, in California, they're out there saying, we need to move to Georgia so we can vote those two guys in. That's illegal.
Yes, it is.
It's not only illegal, but you're telegraphing. It's a $100,000 fine, 10 years in jail.
But this is what I meant by tearing off the mask.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's all based on, this is the thing. They think they can do that. They don't know. They didn't go to civics class when they were in school. They also think that the president or the vice president whoever that is, they're the king, when clearly that's not the case, because look at Trump. I mean, Trump accomplished some great things despite everything he faced, but, I mean, goodness, he...
Well, I agree. I mean, given, I mean, not even given, just looking at what Trump accomplished in his first term, he's one of the greatest presidents we've ever had. Look at the Middle East.
Yeah.
Look at the Supreme Court. Look at federal judges. Look at his deregulation policy. Look at energy independence.
All that's going to go away. I hope everybody's happy with that. I hope everybody's ready for that. Because he's already talking about...
He has done great things.
Yeah.
And it's absurd that if he would have been anywhere covered other than with total lies and negativity in most of the press, that he would have had an overwhelming landslide. Plus, they had to bring the COVID-19.
Well, you know, I've looked at some things that have been published about what they're looking at in the code in certain states and all of these contested states. And based upon the code, they can see exactly where everything changed and everything. We'll have to talk about that another time because we're about to run out of time. You going to be with me Friday?
I intend to.
Outstanding. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. Gird your mind and put away this thought of a defensive fight. It is time to become offensive. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.